Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs. Well, we're excited that you decided to tune in to the show today. Heard every weekday morning at 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Well, we want you to sit back, get that pen and pencil out, get ready to take lots of notes, get ready to go to another level in your life. Because it's all about entrepreneurs. We have exciting guests who will come and teach you the strategies, the tips, and the tools for you to be a successful entrepreneur. Well, we hope that you enjoy the show. And don't forget, invite a friend. The show is going to be awesome. And now, your host, Coach Lilisa J. Williams.
Well, good morning, and welcome to the show this morning. We thank each and every one of you for tuning in this morning because we have an exciting entrepreneur guest on the show today, and he is going to tell us a lot as it relates to his own personal story about being an entrepreneur, why he's doing this, some of his lessons learned, powerful lessons. But I just want to go on and welcome to the show today, Mr. Rodney Watson. Welcome to All About Entrepreneurs.
Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, good morning. We are excited about having you. We've been talking. There's some wonderful things that you've been doing for a while now for entrepreneurs, and we want to hear about it. I know that there is an entrepreneur explosion taking place in the United States right now, like we're in the midst of it, just like being in the middle of a tornado.
Yes, indeed.
And it's like spinning so fast. It really is, and I hope you can feel it. Where you are and the places where you go, Mr. Watson. But, I mean, all the sites I go to, all the different reference material that I look up, it seems like this thing is taking on a life of its own. Entrepreneurship, economic development, global economy development and recovery. The president's speech the other night, there was a chunk of it that had to deal with small business owners and the small business sector of the United States and our economy. You know, it's just incredible. So I'm going to get into our discussion with you, but first I just wanted to let people know who we have on the line with us this morning. And I can truly say, from what I know about Mr. Rodney J. Watson, he is truly what I'm calling an entrepreneur superstar. because of the work that he's doing. He's out touching and changing lives, and he puts this work above his own interest. I mean, this is what he does. This is his business. This is what he helps people who want to be entrepreneurs start businesses. He has over 10 years experience in sales and best sales practices. He is truly a specialist in networking. I've been to a few of his networking events down in Philadelphia. They're so powerful. Yes, I live like in the northern New Jersey area, but driving to Philadelphia is worth it if you're going to one of these events. But if you're in the Washington, D.C. area or anywhere, he is also a motivational speaker. He's accomplished. He's a father. He's a husband. He has a beautiful wife, his children. He has family. He has friends. And he has an awesome program that is a member-based program. People can join. They have all types of events throughout the year. He puts on a number of workshops that, I tell you, when I see some of his workshops and the topics, he hits it right, hits the nail right on the head with the help that he, like one that he has coming up, I believe, Features Tell. The name of the workshop is Features Tell and Benefits Sell, Understanding What Matters to Your Customers. I mean, that's top of the line workshop that you need if you call yourself a business owner or any type of entrepreneur. You need to make sure that you get on down to one of his events. So without further ado, I want to make sure that I give him plenty of time to tell us about this world and life that he's living as a true entrepreneur working for himself. That means he started a business. He sees opportunity. He takes the opportunities. That means he's an innovator. These are all the main basic qualities of an entrepreneur and entrepreneurship. He's creative. He's innovative. He comes up with innovative ideas, and I want him to just let us know. And welcome to any of your people that have tuned in and they want to hear you this morning. I know it's kind of early for some people. The wifey may still be sleeping things, but maybe not. But they can go back and listen to the archives. So, Rodney, take it away. Tell me about being an entrepreneur. Tell us your story, how you got involved with the work, with the type of work that you do, being one that connects people and that helps build and train entrepreneurs.
Well, thank you. First, I want to say thank you again for inviting me on and speak to your guests. And as everyone knows, you are also an awesome blessing to so many folks. Your story is just complete with healing and inspiration, and I'm truly, truly appreciative to be connected to you through all of this. So, again, thank you so much. I'm very honored.
Oh, listen, no, babe, trust me. I appreciate your kind words. God bless you for that. I love to see young people doing the type of phenomenal things that you're doing because, when I was younger, I'm still young, thank you, God bless. But
yeah.
When I was in your age category, I was really in a bad way. My thinking was terrible. I couldn't buy a right decision. And so when I see young people like you doing the things that you're doing and that you've been doing, you didn't just start doing these things. You've been doing these things for a couple decades here. I'm just blown away because it just encourages me to know that, you know, people really can do the right thing and be young. You don't have to be young and foolish. I was, but, and many others are, okay? But I'm just so blessed to have you. I don't know what to do because I run a group for some people, especially some men who are around your age or a little bit older, some a little bit younger. And if I could ever get them to be willing to do the things, you know, do like you're doing, and as opposed to out on the corners selling drugs, you know, as a way to make money and then ending up in and out of our penal system, I would just be so happy. So, you know, I want you just to, you know, keep that in the back of your mind as you're telling us your story and how you got started and being an entrepreneur. You know, you're doing big things. You're on Temple University, you know, running events and major events. And tell us some of the people that you've done events with, and you have your organization. And I just want to let people know about that. You're educating leaders of tomorrow, Entrepreneurs USA, EUSA. You can go to his website, EUSAPhilly.org. And as we're talking, if people want to go to your website, EUSAPhilly, PHILLY.org. Go to the website. And there's a wealth of information there, just very, very powerful stuff. So, but yes, so thank you so much for your, you know, it's like when I'm with my military people now, I tell them whether they were in a day or 1,000 days, I say thank you for your service. And yeah. So, you know, no matter what, that's my, when I'm, the minute they say they were in some branch of the military, and then I just take a deep breath and say thank you for your service. And so, likewise to you, you know, I feel so moved just to say, you know, thank you for your service. You know, you are providing such a powerful service to the community. I'm just overwhelmed. It's just like hitting me right now. As I think about those men who are, you know, choosing to stand on the corners and sell drugs as a way of making money or as a business, they feel that's their only hope and chance of making it big or making enough money just to take care of their families. And then I'm here talking to you, a young man from, I don't know exactly where you're from, but I know you've been around Philadelphia, so
Pennsylvania. It's actually a very similar background.
Let's let you go on and get into that because I could go on and on, but just amazed. But thank you for your service and how you're building up the economy in that area by building up the people that their lives will be changed forever.
Thank you. I really appreciate that. And like I was saying, it's definitely, I've definitely a similar background to the gentleman. It's not like, I woke up one morning and said, I want to be an entrepreneur. You know, we all walk that road of foolishness before we really started to believe in our natural ability. Making that change from street life wasn't an easy task because you have so many people who are pulling you back in. And my first company, and I'll get into that too, because my first company was a production company. And in that production company, I found myself teaching the art of business and doing business right. And I used to always say it just makes sense to me to do certain things right. And it was a team of about 23 entrepreneurs. They were all using this studio, and we called it Philly Fat Production. And these 15 entrepreneurs didn't make a dime, didn't set out a purpose to do anything. They were just recording music. And so when I was invited into this group, the first thing I did was assess the talent. And in assessing the talent, there are, you know, two different types of entrepreneurs. You know, you have the opportunist and you have the developer. And the opportunist is just, you know, it's not a bad thing to be an opportunist, but it can hinder your growth because you take on, you follow trends instead of set trends. And when you're on the back end of a trend, you normally spend more money, you make less money, and you're never innovative enough to stay in business long. But those developing entrepreneurs, we came in and we developed a program in Philly Fat Production and started teaching the graphic designers how to do graphic design and the engineers how to engineer. And we were just educating to the point where instead of using the music just to entertain, we used the music to teach. And my first program was called Shoot for Success Basketball Tournament through Philly Fat Production, and we took the studio out into a park, and our goal was to get enough young brothers off the streets that you don't hear about violent crimes because they're just too busy. You know, we're playing basketball, we're having a good time, and, you know, and we having the older guys mentor the young guys to say, hey, this, you know, this is the way to do it. And so that led to so many different opportunities for me. Because when the owners, again, I wasn't an owner, I was just, you know, a developer. I was brought in as an entrepreneur to help set the foundation for the studio. And then I went on my own, and I started doing the same thing, where I would, it's called RJW Productions, and it turned into a learning facility. Now, this was, you know, I'm already fresh out of, I went to community college, and ironically, I didn't finish community college. When I came out, I got a job as a manager of a retail store. And so I said, well, wow, I'm making a lot of money here as a manager. And I went right into promoting my business. Well, when you're on that road of entrepreneurship, and as you would know, Lalisa, there are a lot of bumps and bruises. Some bumps and bruises some people can't handle. I was blessed with a strength that can overcome. And every bump and bruise that I hit on this road to entrepreneurship made me not stronger but more determined to get something done because I felt like people were saying that I couldn't get it done. And so with RGW Production, I, again, started teaching as I did in Philly Fat Production, which turned into an opportunity to host seminars and workshops. And I never stopped learning during the time I was working and running RGW Production, again, because I have the 10-year sales experience through Sterling Inc., who they are in charge of all the K Jewelers and Jared. So ladies, if you're listening and you walk into a store, gentlemen, you walk into a K Jewelers store and you buy something that you didn't want to buy, I'm the reason for that.
Yeah, right.
My job is to train them and make sure they know how to make sales and build relationships.
Wow.
Yeah, so.
Now, how old are you as all this is going on?
When I first started with Philly Fat Production, I was 17. And I'll tell you a quick story. I always, you know, God has always put a mentor in my life. And at every level, I start to know. At this age now, I'm 35. And when I look at, I look back and I see all the mentors that God placed in my life, it's just evident to me that that we're doing something good and pleasing to God. So I used to come late to work. I was part of a group called Youth United for Change. I'm sorry, Woodrock Incorporated, and I was a peer mentor. And I used to come late. Didn't really care about the job. Well, I cared about the job, but I was just late all the time. You know, that tardiness, that was my middle name. And the director, his name is Kevin Pond, and he came up to me one day, and he said, "Rodney, you're always late." He said, "But you have so much potential that I tolerate it." I'm not going to tolerate it anymore. This is what I want you to do. He said, "You can't mentor the students today." And I was in high school. I was a senior in Kensington High School. He had me pick up all the cigarette butts along Kensington Avenue. And if you're familiar with Kensington, everybody down there smoked cigarettes. Cigarette butts everywhere. And I had to go around and pick them up with a bag and a little shovel, a little broom, and he had me go and just scamper up all the cigarette butts, and it was exhausting. It was horrible. And I asked him, I said, "Why in the world would you make me do something like that? My job description is to mentor students." And what he said to me was, "You can't mentor anyone unless you follow your own advice. And because you can't do that at this moment, you get the crappy jobs." And I was like, you know, that was a eye opener. And so after that, I continued my education. I'm a product of the Landmark Forum, which teaches personal development down at 7th and Chestnut. They're still around, and, you know, you can check it out. Very, very great organization. Trained by Sterling Inc. I'm also a product of Wells Fargo. I was one of their sales captains. I didn't even know it was sales in a bank until they gave me the position.
Really?
I didn't even know. You know, a lot of people don't know, but when you walk into a bank, they're always trying to sell you something. Yeah.
You would think they're supposed to, but most people just go in, do their transactions, and leave.
Yes, and you know, I was one of those people. So when I saw the background, I said, "Wow, this is incredible." So since then, with all the training and things that I've been doing and people that I've been connecting with, Entrepreneur USA evolved from RJW Production, because RJW Production, even though we were producing events, mainly gospel events, trying to keep the ministries from going secular, we was giving them an avenue to promote their gifts. And in that, I was showing them how to sell themselves and how to market themselves and brand themselves. And so it turned into, again, teaching entrepreneurship. And then USA came about, and we were going into small businesses, setting up their foundation. Well, that was a little too much to go into a small business and start to rewire their hardware. So the goal is just to educate entrepreneurs. So EUSA formed and partner up with different organizations and great speakers, bringing them out to talk to people who are longing to be entrepreneurs. And so we're dedicated to educating tomorrow's leaders by providing quality career-focused information in the fields of sales, branding, and building connections. But these programs that we host are geared towards setting up the entrepreneur for success. One thing that I do want to get across is that we do not help you run a business. We can help you run a business. We're not in that field, but we give you the tools to run a business successfully. And those are the three main factors: sales, branding, and building connections that a business need, along with, you know, so many other things. But if you can't sell, you don't have a business. If no one knows you, they can't shop you. And if you can't build connections, I mean, because people only buy from people they like and know. So, you know, that's not going to help you if you can't network and build connections.
So wow.
It's been a long road for me as an entrepreneur because I failed many times. Philly Fat Production was the first business, but actually going further back, growing up in Richard Island Projects,
What is a Richard Island? Like one lady I had on, she said she was from the Badlands. I mean,
wow, yeah, Badlands is it's fairly recent. But Richard Island Project, I mean, some years ago, about 25 years ago, Richard Island Project was probably one of the roughest places to grow up. If you could survive in Richard Island Projects, people used to, you don't just walk through Richard Island Projects. And so growing up there, you had to dodge bullets because there were shootouts, like, very often, and then find a way to not go with the crowd. And it's difficult because everybody there wants to be, you know, this bad, this gangster. And so it was hard to kind of separate yourself and, you know, grow up getting into a lot of fights because of that separation.
But so what do you think saved you from that? If you lived right in the middle of it, you had to walk through it every day. Obviously, you went to school with people like that, and, you know, you had to play with them. So what made you decide to go another way?
Well, it wasn't so much a decision because I did get involved with eventually. I'm going to tell you, in elementary school, this is elementary that we're talking about. I went to Spring Garden Elementary School. Lisa, I did not carry a book to school. It was a bag full of weapons. It was chains, it was knives, it was, I mean, little miniature bats that I carried in my bag. It was a bunch of paper, but we didn't go to school for that education. That was the last neighborhood school I ever went to. So it felt like not a decision that I made, but that I was plucked out. Now, all my brothers and my sisters went to neighborhood schools, and for whatever reason, I didn't go to the neighborhood school after elementary school.
Why not? What happened?
Well, there was a counselor in the school. And again, remember, I was in the beginning, I said, looking at my life now, I noticed people that seemed like they was set in my life to kind of direct me. Because
okay.
I didn't have, a mother and a father that I can go home to. You know, my mother was heavily on drugs and alcohol, so was my father. And so the home wasn't stable at all. And so going to school, I met the principal. His name was Mr. Kolakowski. And Mr. Kolakowski used to keep kids after school to play basketball and talk to them. And so when everyone else was running around doing God knows what, Mr. Kolakowski plucked me out and said, hey, I need you to start coming to these basketball camps. And I got involved with it. It was, you know, we was playing basketball. We had to do math or English, answer English questions, math questions, science questions in order to shoot the ball. And so at the end, he would give everyone a soda and a snack and, you know, and then we'll go home. So that's been my norm. And then what happened, I got into a really bad fight for my cousin. And Mr. Kolakowski pulled me to the side again, and he uttered these words that I will never forget. He said, your potential doesn't live here.
Mm.
Did not know what it meant. when he said that. But I remember it to this day when he said, your potential doesn't live here. And he went on to talk about how my, that I'm, and this was, I'm, this is in elementary. I'm like, what, you know, that my skill set is going to be needed. And this was the words that's been uttered to me for a very long time. Well, Mr. Kolakowski didn't want me to go to the neighborhood schools. It was at that time it was Starter, and it was Benjamin Franklin. That's the area that I lived in, and I can remember the day that he came to my house to talk to my mother about going to Penn Treaty Middle School. At Penn Treaty Middle School, this was during a time where, you know, people were very racist. And, you know, this white principal, Mr. Kolakowski, want me to go to this school in a white neighborhood that did not like blacks. For whatever reason, I don't know, but, you know, my mother, he convinced my mother to let me go, and I was bussed in, where there was another teacher named Mr. Horn. And Mr. Horn grabbed me, Mr. Horn and Mrs. Amara, they grabbed me, and I got into a lot of fights at that school. I fought almost every day, Lisa.
Oh, my.
Almost every day.
Wow.
I'm fighting someone because of the racial tension.
Okay.
I got very, I started to find my own way, and I put on, I used to put my clothes on backwards. I used to go to school with my clothes on, I'm sorry, not backwards, inside out.
Right.
My mother used to hate it. It was this trend where at that time it was, I forgot the rap group's name.
I remember that, yes. Backwards. I remember that trend. Yes.
We started a rap group and wore our clothes inside out. And
okay.
We went to school, and that created more tension with not just white students, but the black students as well. And I remember Mr. Horn introducing me to a teacher named Ms. Frazier, who was an English teacher. And she was the most beautiful teacher I ever seen in my life.
And I
stayed in her class every day.
I was going to say, forever.
After school, whatever she needed me to do, Ms. Frazier, I'll do it. And
yes.
Again, doing that kept me away from the elements that I was subjected to.
Because, you know, we're going to be winding up shortly here, but just to, we definitely got to have you back on. You have an amazing story. I had no clue. But here's what I'm hearing, that a mentor, because I know that your program, EUSA, you all have a huge mentoring piece. And now I see why. Because that's all I'm hearing throughout. I mean, I'm hearing a lot of that throughout what you're saying, is that a mentor can help direct you in the right place where you're supposed to be going with your potential, with your talent, and with your gifts and your life. How awesome is that?
Well, a mentor without any stock in what you're doing. See, these people they wasn't going to benefit from anything that I was doing. So the information that they put out was to benefit me and my growth, and they can be honest with you, brutally honest with you, and not feel like they're losing anything or gaining anything by my reaction or if I'm going to, you know, accept the information. The first program we did under EUSA was called 7 Key Steps Before Starting a Business.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the steps, I encourage entrepreneurs, I don't care how long you've been in business, get a mentor who knows more than you, a mentor who does not have a problem with being brutally honest with you, because whether you succeed or not, it doesn't benefit them. When you get someone like that, that's golden. Get a mentor. That is very important in entrepreneurship, to have a mentor. The other thing that we suggest is to understand your behaviors. Behaviors are so important when it comes to business, because the wrong behaviors can really send you spiraling down. Check your behaviors. If you're saying you're an entrepreneur and, you know, you get up in the morning, you hit that snooze button 50 million times before it's time to get up, you know you need to get up at 6, but you don't get up until 8, that's a behavior that you need to change. How you talk to people, attend networking events, how you dress, these are all, look at your behaviors. It's very important to understand them. And when you understand your behaviors, you can do two things that I love telling people. I do it myself. You highlight your strengths and you cover your weaknesses. You do the thing that you're strong at, and you bring in people that has the strength that you lack. There's a book I want to suggest. It's called Strength Finders 2.0. Everyone in EUSA that works in EUSA has to read this book. It's part of our hiring process. You have to read the book. Whether you're a volunteer or you're administrative, you have to read the book. It helps you highlight your strengths, and it gives you the ability to work on those strengths versus trying to build up your weaknesses and never really truly working to your full potential.
Well, I use that for one of our leadership assessment tools, so I definitely will, you know, make sure people know to get that book and to use it, because we do those type of personality assessments that you're talking about.
Right.
And unfortunately, we only have about 2 minutes left. I can't believe how fast it's a 30-minute show. But you, wow. Awesome, awesome. Those two, you know, main points right there, but just your, you know, part of your story, and just knowing that you have this program out there. We've given the website a go to. You can get on the web at, I'll give it out again, www.eusaphilly.org, and you can find out about his membership organization. You can join. I encourage you to join. I'm joining. I'm doing some workshops also with Mr. Rodney Watson. I love going down to his events. They're absolutely awesome. He's a phenomenal person to be around and to watch him doing what he does. Like he says, he gives entrepreneurs the tools they need to succeed. He is dedicated to helping people succeed in life, and that's so beautiful. And again, I know they can connect with EUSA on Facebook. There's a page on Facebook.
We're on Facebook. We're on Meetup.
Okay.
In fact, if you go to my webpage and you sign up as a guest,
okay.
I want to send everyone a free invite to our back-to-back networking event on March 7th and March 8th.
Beautiful. Beautiful. You have any other events you want to tell us about while you have us here? I know you have that leadership book out, or if not, it's probably coming. And if it's not, it needs to be, because, wow.
We do have a book that's coming. There's two books. My wife and I are doing a book called Saying I Do Was Easy, talking about being married. We have the two programs. For those who have problems with networking with people, we have a program called New to Networking, Shaking the Networking Jitters. For people who don't know how to charge for their product, We have a program called Know Your Worth.
Okay.
Charging the right price. And, of course, our features and benefits, features tell, benefits sell, understanding what customers really want. So the website has all the programs.
Wow.
That we have going on for the year. And we have our business conference that's coming up. And, of course, we're working on coaching session.
Yes.
That people need to be in tune for. So.
Woo! That's exciting. Oh, my. Wow. Well, thank you so much. We are absolutely out of time. And the way Blog Talk works is that it just will cut you right off. It won't even tell you that you got a second. Or I mean, it does initially, but we're past that time already. But I wanted to take the extra time. I would definitely be contacting you to get you back on, let you go all the way through those seven steps that every entrepreneur should do. Definitely whether you've already started so far. The first two are very important. Would love to talk more about that potential and the mentoring, the things that you're doing down there, the groups that you're working with. I see that you're in a lot of high schools. You work with a lot of community groups. And I'm so glad that you were free this morning to come on all about entrepreneurs and to share with us and give us that encouragement, give us that little bit more momentum that we need, that jolt, that not a little bit more, I've got a whole lot more fire to keep us going. And I'm just so thankful, so glad that you were able to come and do that. I feel like running, and can't wait to get back to my group of young men that I can't wait. You just don't know. I can't wait to go to them and let them know they got potential. I think that's going to be the magic word, is to let them know. I think that's the thing that nobody has told them.
Wow. Yeah, you said it the best.
No, really, I think that's the thing they need to hear. They've heard everything else just about. They've heard, oh, you can do this. Oh, you can be better. Well, you ain't got to be out there. Why are you doing this? Your mama didn't teach you that. Da 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 da.
They definitely need an outlet. And we're working with a program called Stop Shooting People. That's the name of the program. Very blunt, Stop Shooting
People. I know that's right.
And they're bringing me in because
they ought to.
The one question that I asked was, are you giving them an alternative to what they're doing? If you're not, then they're going to
They're not
what they are doing. So my role,
Rodney,
is to come in and set up an alternative.
Okay, Rodney, let me help you. No, they're not giving them an alternative. We all know that.
Yeah, we all know that.
All know that. That's what they keep trying to pretend that they don't know, but come on. Hello. They don't have an alternative. We already know that, but no one wanted to fund the alternative.
No one wants to fund the alternative. They don't want, and that's, that's a very important thing that you said. No one wants to put money in what they feel is a beat-up machine. And that's not true. We can change folks. Yeah. We can help you change. I should say it that way.
You got some Midas touch on that, and I don't want you to get cut off, but we're gonna have you come back. But I'm gonna be talking to you later to see how I can get you up here in New Jersey and talk to this group, because these guys, they know I really care, and if I bring you in there, I think that'll seal the deal. Because, I'm older, and they feel, okay, old lady, what do you know? But when we hit them with that potential thing, and they're going to be like, okay. But I want to hear, oh, wow, God bless you. They need to have you. You got it right there. That's it. They don't give them an alternative. And if they want to fund it, they don't want to run it. So they need somebody like you that's entrepreneurial to go in and help them and show them who they need to get from their communities to run it. You got to get the right person to run it. That's another problem. But we can talk later. God bless you. A happy belated Valentine's Day to you and your beautiful wife, my gorgeous, gorgeous, gorgeous niece, and everyone tuned in. God bless each and every one of you. Have an entrepreneurial day all day. That means go out there, be creative, be innovative, go on your jobs, wherever you work, and have that entrepreneurial spirit. You know, like Mr. Watson said, we got to be about solving problems. Amen. God bless you again, and thank you so much.